Country Bob FM.
All aboard the Almanac train. We're heading out of town. Hope the bridge is open. Bob FM, Almanac. What do we have? Friday, June 12th, 164 in and 202 left. This date, 1812, Napoleon. Napoleon Bonaparte. His invasion of Russia began. So Napoleon and his forces were invading Russia. You know what they found when they got there?
No.
You remember the history lesson? They did it in World War II as well, the Russians. Scorched earth.
Oh.
They rolled in, and Russians, they had a scorched earth policy.
Sure.
That's the scorched earth policy, Neil.
Yeah.
Where they just burn everything of their own stuff. They did the same thing in, it was the final episode of Little House on the Prairie, The Last Farewell. The train company was coming in, the railroad, they wanted to own Walnut Grove, and they decided, you know what, this one guy who now lives in the little house, he has dynamite. You know, if we can't have these houses and these buildings, they can't have them either. So they blew everything up. That, my friends, is scorched earth.
That's harsh.
So Napoleon did it. Michael Landon did it. Two great minds. I'm not going to say I'm not comparing Napoleon with Michael Landon.
I don't know.
You probably shouldn't. Napoleon's more of a Mrs. Olson.
Right.
And a Nelly. 1897 on this date, Carl Elsner patented the pen knife. That's our patent of the day, the pen knife. You may know it better as the Swiss Army knife.
Oh, sure.
That's what it became known as later. I'm more of a Leatherman man. Do you own a Leatherman man, Neil?
I did at one point.
You're not a man unless you have a Leatherman.
Yeah.
It's a job for Leatherman. He can jump. What can he do? He can
leap tall buildings in a single bound.
He can leap capital T in a single bound. Huh. It's a word. It's a plan. It's Leatherman.
Okay.
1897. 1923, magician Harry Houdini freed himself from a straitjacket. He was suspended upside down 40 feet in the air. You know, if they ever had to commit Harry Houdini to the loony bin, you know, to the state hospital or wherever, right, they wouldn't be able to keep him in there because he knows how to get out of these straitjackets.
He's more elusive than Ernest T. Bass.
1939, Baseball Hall of Fame opened up.
It gives me a great deal of pleasure to be present at the dedication of the National Baseball Museum and the Baseball Hall of Fame. Since for 100 years, this game has lived and thrived.
Kennison Mountain Landis there, and of course you can hear there's an orchestra accompanying him on this date, 1939, dedicating the Hall of Fame. They had already enshrined a couple of classes,
right,
dating back, I think, to 1936, maybe the first class with Babe and Walter Johnson, and that just outstanding class, that first class, Neil. But the actual building itself, which still stands in Cooperstown, 1939.
On my bucket list.
On this date in the news in 78.
David Berkowitz, 24, spent his days sorting letters in the post office, so meek and mild and quiet, nobody ever noticed him. And spent his nights, the police say, roaming the streets of New York City with a .44 revolver, shooting young people and killing six of them.
That was this date. David Berkowitz, son of Sam, sentenced to 25 years to life. He eventually got six life sentences. He was convicted of New York City this date, 1978. And of course, many, many years later, Newman would use his old mailbag as collateral in a betting scheme that Kramer had going on at the airport. Did you know that?
I did not.
No, you didn't.
Nope.
1981 this date.
An army which carries the Ark before it is invincible.
The Ark. It is their Atanis. And it is something that man was not meant to disturb.
Marcus Brody, Sala, they all warned Indy not to go after it, but he did go after the Raiders, the Lost Ark of the Covenant on this date. This movie opened in the U.S.
Did pretty well.
Spielberg and Lucas both teamed up on this, and they're a pretty good team.
Yes.
Pretty good producer-director tandem. And one of my favorite movies, that's 1981. I tell you what, the third one's a close second. The Last Crusade.
Yeah.
Second one I didn't like as much. Too much voodoo or something in that one. You know that one, the guy where pulls your heart out of your body, that thing that's not good. And Short Round. Although Short Round was good in the second one. You're a big fan of Short Round?
Big fan.
I know you
are.
Big fan. 1987 this day, kind of a big deal.
Mr. Gorbachev, Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
And when they did tear it down, did Mikhail Gorbachev ever show up with a sledgehammer?
I don't think he swung it once.
Or a jackhammer. He should have been there. You'd think he would have. But that was this date at the Brandenburg Gate. President Reagan, West Berlin. Tear down the wall, man. Do what you got to do. That was in 87, and in a couple of years, it was down.
Yep.
1994.
Historic.
This all started, the whole O.J. thing.
The body of 34-year-old Nicole Brown Simpson, ex-wife of O.J. Simpson, was found after midnight on the sidewalk outside her West Los Angeles home. Next to it, the body of an unidentified 26-year-old man. Both had apparently been stabbed.
Of course, that'd be Ronald Goldman. They would later identify him as Ronald Goldman. Just a grisly scene.
Terrible.
At Nicole Brown Simpson's flat. And O.J. Simpson found, found not guilty. He was found guilty in the civil trial, though.
Yes.
But it was, and then, of course, following this, it was the Bronco, and then the glove, and then Cato Kalin. I mean, it's just amazing what transpired after this event.
Yep.
Some people call it the trial of the century, although it was in the same century as the Lindbergh baby. So, your thoughts on that, Neil? You're quiet over there in the O.J. Simpson trial.
Yeah,
you watched it.
I did.
You were there following along.
We all did. You couldn't help it almost.
You got a crush on Marcia Clark, didn't you?
I would not call it a crush, no.
And her Karen Carpenter slim looks.
Mm-hmm.
So 1996 on this date, the federal judge in Philadelphia blocked a law against indecency on the internet. Panel said that the 1996 Communications Decency Act would infringe upon the free speech rights of adults. So they said, yeah, you can have indecency on the internet, which is basically what the internet is.
Right.
You wouldn't have the internet without indecency, Neil.
Probably right.
1997.
And the first pitch of the interleague game taken away by home plate umpire Jim McKean. And just for the record book, it's ball one from Darren Oliver.
That ball will be headed to Cooperstown.
Yes, it's there now. The first ever baseball interleague game. Let the interleague era begin. Are you a big fan of interleague baseball, Neil?
I'm okay with it, yeah.
I don't like it. I wish we'd go back to the old days.
Yeah, I'm not attached to it, but it was fun to see. I mean, I went to see the Dodgers play here and some of the other
Cubs.
Yeah, but
you can see the Cubs play the Twins.
What I'm not as big of a fan is playing, you know, the teams in your division 19 times.
That's, San Francisco that's Giants defeated the Texas Rangers. It was the Giants Rangers in Texas, first ever interleague baseball game. 2000
yep.
News.
But bands like Metallica say NAFTA is violating copyright laws, and they're mad about it. The Recording Industry Association of America is trying to shut Napster down with lawsuits.
Now, if their album sales were zero, then yeah, they'd have something to whine about, but when they're still selling millions of records, be quiet.
Napster says they're protected by the Audio Home Recording Act of 1992.
The RIAA, that's the Radio Industry Association of America, the Recording Industry Association, did I say radio?
Yeah, radio.
Recording Industry Association of America. They sued Napster on this date. That's the online music trading company.
Right.
Taking away copyright money and royalties. The artists and the songwriters, the composers, they weren't happy about this, Neil.
No. I mean, it's how they make their livelihood.
2016, a somber four-year anniversary down in Florida.
3 hours of terror overnight. Multiple shootouts, hostages, a packed nightclub under siege. Authorities say Omar Mateen arrived at Pulse Orlando, a gay nightclub and bar, armed with an AR-15 type assault rifle, a handgun, and an unknown number of rounds of ammunition.
It was an ISIS-inspired attack.
Terrible.
Final count at that club, the Pulse nightclub, 49 people dead, over 50 injured. Deadliest terror attack on American soil since 9/11. On this day, 2016. Happier moments, we have some twin stuff.
With the first selection of the 2017 MLB draft, the Minnesota Twins select Royce Lewis, a shortstop.
Twins had the first overall pick, I think, the first time they did it since they had the Joe Mauer pick.
Right,
and whatever
I believe
the year that was, 2000, 1999, somewhere in there. So Royce Lewis.
I hope he makes it to our squad
eventually.
Soon.
He's one of the top prospects in their system. So he's a shortstop or Might be able to play third base, middle infield. We'll see. That was 3 years ago, 2017, 2 years ago.
President Trump and North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un finished an unprecedented meeting in Singapore with a deal to start denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula.
We're very proud of what took place today. I think our whole...
Denuclearizing. That's a tough... denuclearizing. That's a tough word to say.
Yeah, it is.
And she did pretty well.
She handled it.
To be honest. She may have skipped over one of the syllables, but that's easy to do. When you've got a when you have a word that has 12 syllables, it's if you go down to 11, people aren't going to notice, really.
For the most part, no.
The first time ever that the leaders of the United States and North Korea got together this day, 2018, and 1 year ago.
A new study reveals that the first known smokers were possibly Zoroastrian mourners along the ancient Silk Road, who burned pot during funeral rituals 2,500 years ago.
So it was a year ago that the earliest evidence of humans smoking cannabis discovered in a 25,000-year-old building and gravesite in China. Not only did they find the cannabis and other things, they found a bandana, a guitar, and unpaid tax bills. So somebody else was there.
Yeah.
2,500 years ago.
I think I know who that was.
Birthdays.
The look away to Livingston. Jordan. Oh! A spectacular move by Michael Jordan!
As it turns out, he didn't need to make that move because he was going to be able to score with his right hand, but he flipped over to his left, and it was a beautiful play.
Yeah.
And Marv Albert was there to call it. He says, yes, a lot from downtown. Marv Albert, 79, here today.
Still calling games.
Still, yeah.
One, two, three.
And still wearing that toupee.
Yeah.
Len Barry. He was the lead singer of the Duvels, and then, of course, had a solo hit with this, teaching us how to count. One, two, three, Len Barry. So he is 78. You know who else helped us learn how to not only count, but read, and even speak some Spanish? It was Maria from Sesame Street.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood?
In Sing your it along, Neil.
In your neighborhood, oh, who are the people in your neighborhood?
The people that you meet each day.
Oh, so Maria, the woman who played Maria on Sesame Street, Sonia Manzano, she is 70 today. 70 for Maria. I know her and the handyman Luis eventually got married. I think they had a kid on Sesame Street. Things got a lot more adult once I started not watching Sesame Street.
I guess so.
I don't remember people giving birth on my era of Sesame Street.
No.
But anyway, so happy birthday to her.
You've been in some trouble since we went our separate ways. We'll have to say hello maybe some other time instead, 'cause you want it by the police and my wife thinks you're dead.
Junior Brown. He did more than just highway patrol.
The unique stylings.
Junior Brown is 68.
Plays the double guitar.
One hit wonder Rocky Burnett.
Oh yeah.
He's 67 today. Timothy Busfield's on our list.
When did these ballplayers get here?
Yeah, welcome to the party Timothy Busfield.
Yeah, we've seen him all along.
From Field of Dreams, 30-something was his big TV hit.
What a great movie, though.
Timothy Busfield is 63, and she was Cindy from Three's Company.
Hey, oh, be careful, Jack. That's a swinging door.
Right. Yeah. Cindy, I'm coming in the kitchen now to get a bottle of champagne.
She was accident prone. She was Cindy Snow. She was Chrissy's cousin who came in and kind of took over for Suzanne Summers when she wanted to get paid more money because I guess the Thigh Masters weren't selling quick enough.
Sure.
So Jenny Lee Harrison.
Jenny
and you know
what?
Jack Tripper would never have a roommate that is not lovely.
Right.
He would never have an unattractive roommate. The one time when Mr. Roper wanted to live with him, he said, no way.
Not a chance.
No. So Jenny Lee Harrison, believe it or not, 61 today. She's your age. You could ask her out.
I would.
Dave Franco.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am the next great magician, and I will give $100
Danny, what if you tell me how this trick is done?
So you remember that show, Now You See Me? It's a movie, Now You See Me Too. He was one of the magicians on there, one of the Flim Flam men, the hucksters.
I never saw that movie, but it looked intriguing.
It is intriguing. You might want to see it. It's a good. It's got a good cast. You got your Morgan Freeman.
Yeah.
You have some Michael Caine in there. You have Woody Harrelson. And then Dave Franco, the younger brother and much, much shorter brother than James Franco. I mean, he's got like his foot shorter.
Okay.
He's 35.
I hear voices.
Country singer Chris Young, 35 today.
I like him.
We don't blame as much here on Bobby. He's kind of fallen out of favor a little bit. I don't know why that is.
But we got to get that figured out.
Chris Young. 35 with Voices, big number one.
Gone but not forgotten. Where would we be without Irwin Allen? We would not have the disaster movies like The Towering Inferno, The Poseidon Adventure.
Burn, baby, burn. Oh, that's Disco
goodness.
Inferno.
Earthquake, yeah, different.
Disco Inferno.
Irwin Allen gave us those movies, born on this day in 1916. Former president of our United States, George H.W. Bush.
Bush 41.
Read my lips. No new taxes.
And I will not eat broccoli. I think he said that shortly thereafter.
He may have. George Hiram Walker Bush, born on this day, 1924. Author and Holocaust victim, Anne Frank, was born on this day, 1929. She had a tough life, for sure. What about, he was Gomer Pyle, Jim Nabors.
Shazam.
Shazam.
So, Jim Nabors, what's your favorite DC hero?
Shazam.
He likes?
Shazam.
Wow.
Yeah.
Over
really
Superman, Batman, and Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I'm
not in the same boat there.
So he had Shazam, he had Gali.
Yeah.
Garsh. What are his other, some of his Gomerisms from Andy Griffith and then later on?
I was just caterwauling. He was a fine singer,
he
though,
was.
Too.
He was very good.
He was great. He started, of course, on the Andy Griffith Show as Gomer Pyle, and then he would break off on his own show, and Andy, of course, took him to join the Marine Corps. Great. Jim Nabors, 1930.
Any album collection, a hymn album collection, you have to have a collection of hymns from Jim Nabors. Singing the old Rugged Cross.
Yes.
Magical.
It is very good. What about, speaking of fine singers, Brad Delp?
I'm going to take you by surprise and make you realize Amanda.
The other Amanda.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you right away, I can't wait another day, Amanda.
Do you like how I tie that in? I mean, there is somewhat, there's a method to my madness here. We talk about Amanda, Waylon, and Don Williams on Monday, and then Brad Delp. Oh, wait, here, we got to get this. So there you go.
Got the bell in there for Brad Delp. We lost him way too early, born on this day, 1951. They burst onto the scene in 76.
As big as any.
With that Boston album. So good. So good. Brad Delp, 1951, and they're gone, but not forgotten.
So a Friday Bobathon and a no-repeat workday starts now. Blackhawk, like there ain't no yesterday. Brad Paisley, This Is Country Music, or Diamond Rio, Unbelievable.
Please give me some Blackhawk.
You need it, don't you?
I do.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Faribault. KLCIO.